It really is lovely here. Lovely hills, lovely towns, lovely people.
Is everything lovely to you, Mr. Wickham?
Not everything, but yes, many things. The sky was cloudy when I awoke this morning.
Yes, it was quite cloudy this morning.
A dreary mist painted everything in grey.
I'm just infuriated by what Mr. Darcy did to me.
But look, a blue sky above us, and I think I know why.
Why?
Lovely, you came and blew the clouds away.
I did?
No birds were singing their songs up in the treetops.
Really? I haven't noticed.
No children's laughter was heard within a mile.
Well, obviously not around my youngest sisters this morning.
Now I hear symphonies playing, and it all began when lovely you said hello and made me smile.
Mr. Denny was right. You are a child.
If I am, it is only because of you, Miss Bennet.
Me?
You, and the sun shines brighter, and my step is lighter, and I see more air. You, Dieter, you, and I can't stop grinning, and I feel like spinning. Could it be that life is just beginning? Day follows day, they all seem like one another.
Day follows day, they all seem like one another.
No sign of change, no surprises, nothing new.
No sign of change, no surprises, nothing new.
But no, today is as different as a day could be. For birds are singing so sweetly, children laugh indiscreetly.
It was very nice to meet you, Mr. Wickham. And it was very kind of you to wait here with me.
It was a pleasure, I assure you. How is that ankle of yours doing?
The pain seems to have passed. Well, I really should be going. My sisters must be worried about me.
Then may I escort you, Miss Bennet?
Yes, you may.